Belinda Audio and Hot Key Books present this unabridged recording of Final Seven, written by Kerry Drury and read by Rosie Jones. The wall's going up fast. The woman said it's too dangerous for her to go into the rises, so she dropped us off before it and we had to walk. Me and Gus carrying Isaac between us, causing God knows what damage to him. Supposing he had a broken rib and it punctured his lung. Or some head injury we were making worse by shaking him around. I tried to persuade her, but she was adamant. Kept saying Gus would explain later and that she had to go. I had the feeling I knew her face from somewhere, but I couldn't work out where. She kept saying she hadn't thought it had happened that fast. What? The wall? I glanced back. Cranes rise into the sky, silhouetted by floodlights. Enormous sheets of concrete hoisted into the air. The creaking of it all and the groaning. The sounds of our freedom under stress. The shouts of men. The thunder of machines. How long is it already? How far does it stretch? Will it go all the way around? How will folks go to work, to the shops, to see friends? How will we, I look down to Isaac, get a doctor? We're trudging over the grass now, me and Gus, towards Daffodil House. We've put Isaac in a supermarket trolley we found abandoned at the underpass, and we're pushing him. Have to. There's no other way we can manage him. It worries me. It shakes and rattles like hell, and it can't be doing him any good. I want to pick him up and carry him, hold him, fix him. He's gone blue around his mouth. I touch him and he's cold like stone, so pale and still. I pull my jacket off as Gus pushes and I throw it over Isaac. The cold bites me, takes my breath, and I tense and shiver. You'll catch your death, Gus says. I can move to keep warm, I reply. He can't. He shakes his head at me. Put it back on, he says, and he starts pulling off his own coat. Well, don't try getting all chivalrous on me, I say to him. Shut up and push, he replies. This is nothing to do with chivalry. This is 'cause I've got a jumper on under, and all you got is a T-shirt. Stop trying to be the hero and put your jacket on. As he places his over Isaac, he throws mine back to me. I wasn't trying to be a hero, I mutter. I'm just... If I carry on, I'm going to cry. So I shut up instead and lift my face into the cold wind. He says something, but I can't hear. On the bar of the trolley, his hand rests on mine. I take a deep breath and nod.